This is Fresh Air. In April, the late singer, songwriter, and pianist Nina Simone will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In anticipation, two compilations of Simone's early singles have been released. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the music and editing show how her early producers sought to shape her image.
Plain gold ring on his finger he wore. It was where everyone could see he belonged to someone, but not me. On his head was a plain gold band. Plain gold ring had a story to tell. It was one
Nina Simone, 1957. She once said, "I play jazz and blues, but they are not mine," calling her style African-rooted classical music. Playing to her several strengths, Simone tailored an individual style that didn't fall into any one category. But two new singles collections show how her early producers placed her in one box after another. As a young, classically trained pianist, she'd played in bars to pay the bills and started singing because that was expected. And then as a black woman who sang and played in nightclubs, she got pegged as a jazz musician. So her first album was for a swinging trio with Tootie Heath on drums. As pianist, she could work a rhythm groove, and she incorporated her classical chops with grace and wit. Simone's first label, Bethlehem, had a hit with her I Loves You Porgy and would release her entire debut album, Little Girl Blue, as a series of singles. The longer tracks were bluntly edited to radio length. So while archival reissues often contain extra material, Nina Simone's Mood Indigo, Complete Bethlehem Singles, actually contains less music from her first session. The full version of Mood Indigo, for example, begins with a trio romp that artfully sets up her vocal. The single just starts with the vocal. Those edits carve away improvised content to spotlight Simone the singer. At 24, she had power and knew how to frame it. You can hear Joni Mitchell coming in her long low notes.
Sit there, count the raindrops falling on you. It's time you knew all you can ever count on are the raindrops that fall on little girl blue.
Nina Simone quickly moved on to a bigger label. Her other new compilation, the Coal Picks Singles, was recorded between 1959 and 63. Trawling for any approach that might click with record buyers, Coal Picks A and B sides found her in all sorts of settings, with sweet studio orchestra or punching big band, with choirs and strings or spare percussion, with a rock and roll feel, or on stage with her band. She even did an answer song to a Ray Charles hit. On a woodwinds-laced Willow Weep For Me, the young Nina betrays a debt to Billie Holiday. Listen to the little flip she gives the word lovely.
Gone my lover's dream, lovely summer dream, gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me willow and weep for me.
Nina Simone's Coal Pick singles might reflect her own perceptions of a changing audience. Some clubs she worked booked jazz and folk acts, and she was drawing listeners from both camps. The singles edit of one performance from the Newport Jazz Festival, coming in on Al Shackman's strumming guitar, pitched Nina as a folk song revivalist. The Songs from 1879.
In the evening, by the moonlight, you could hear banjos ringing. You can hear love by the moonlight. You could hear my folks all singing. How my mother, she would enjoy it. She would sit all night and listen as we sang in the evening by the moonlight. Oh, oh yeah. In the evening by the moonlight, you could hear folks all singing in the evening.
In the evening by the moonlight touches on another key to Nina Simone's mature music: the gospel feel and fervor she absorbed as a child pianist in her mom's country church. Simone really came into her own after leaving Coal Picks in 1964. Soon after, she recorded her sardonic civil rights anthem, Mississippi Goddamn, taking possession of her image. Simone earned her spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She supplied the Animals with a couple of hits, but she was no more a regulation rocker than she was a straight jazz, classical, gospel, or folk musician. Nina Simone stood a little aside from all of that, a singular artist with something for everyone.
Come on back, Jack. Hey, Jack, come on back. When I told you I was through and I told you to move on, didn't know I'd miss you so, but baby, I was wrong.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed two compilations of Nina Simone's early singles on Bethlehem and Coal Picks. Simone will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in April. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be Sarah McBride, the first transgender person to address a major political convention. It was on the night Hillary Clinton accepted the nomination for president. McBride served as an intern in the Obama White House and is now spokesperson for the LGBTQ rights group, the Human Rights Campaign. Her new memoir is about love, loss, and the fight for trans equality. She fell in love with and married a trans man who was also an activist, but she lost him to cancer. I hope you'll join us.